Earth. O'Hara added to the moment with a story of how she had slipped data from the neurophysiologist's own brain scan into the file for Sheena. That was after the gorilla's brain boost? Hideshi asked.
It was, said O'Hara, grinning broadly. Just a few days after it had injected Sheena with the neuronal growth hormones.
But he was looking at data from his own brain? Asked Karlstead.
That he was. He took one look at the neuronal activity and thought he was going to get the Nobel Prize.
They all roared with laughter. Didn't Sheena break his arm later on?
No, that was Ferguson.
Oh, right, the surgeon.
Abruptly, the overhead speakers blared.
Grant Archer, report to the director's office.
Suddenly fearful, Grant looked up toward the ceiling. What does he want me for?
It won't be good news, Karlstead muttered. It never is when he calls you to his office.
You'd better get going, Mazarawa said.
Now? In the middle of dinner?
Karlstead pointed a finger at him.
Look, when our peerless leader calls, you answer, without hesitation.
And without dessert, O'Hara added.
Grant pushed his chair back and got to his feet.
Doesn't he care at all about us?
Karlstead shook his head.
To tell you the truth, I don't think he cares about anything anymore. Since the accident, he's been...
Mazarawa laid a heavy hand on his wrist, and Karlstead snapped his mouth shut with an audible click of his teeth.
You'd better get to the director's office, the fluid dynamicist said softly. Dr. Wu doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Grant nodded and headed out of the cafeteria. There was a dinner tray on Dr. Wu's desk, but Grant saw that the director had hardly picked at his food. The office was uncomfortably warm, as before. Is it part of his dominance technique? Grant wondered. Does he enjoy watching me sweat? Finally, he looked up at Grant, scowling.
You have been in this station long enough to know your way from the cafeteria to this office,
Wu rasped as Grant sat before his desk.
Yes, sir, I do.
Then why did it take you so long to get here?
Wu demanded in his grating voice.
Did you go the long way around?
Grant felt like getting up and storming out of the office, but he held his temper and said nothing. After a long, silent moment, the director announced grudgingly,
Your duties as a lab assistant are finished. You will report to Dr. Mazarawa tomorrow morning to begin training with the fluid dynamics group.
Grant felt an electric current of surprise race through him.
That is all. You may go.
I'll be working with Dr. Mazarawa? He heard himself say, his voice high with wonder and disbelief.
That is what I told you, isn't it? Now stop wasting my time. The working day begins at 800 hours. Sharp! Understand me?
Yes, sir, Grant said, scrambling to his feet, trying to keep his face impassive and hide the ecstatic grin that wanted to break out.
Thank you, sir.
Wu waved one hand as if brushing away an annoyance. Grant stepped out into the corridor, slid Dr. Wu's door shut, and leaned against it, his legs rubbery.
I'll be doing real work, he rejoiced. Not astrophysics, but real, actual scientific research.
Then his surge of joy drained out of him. I'll be learning more about what they're doing, he thought. I'll be finding out things I should report to the new morality.
Book 2. Make me know thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Psalm 25.
Coming out party. When Grant got back to the cafeteria and broke the news of his promotion to his friends, Mazarawa smiled as if he'd known it all along. Grant realized that this was so. The Sudanese must have asked Wu to allow Grant to join his team.
Zeb, you did this for me, he gushed. I don't know how to thank you.
Mazarawa said, I did it for me, my friend. I need as much help as I can get Wu to give me. Just do a good job. That's all the thanks you need to give.
This calls for a celebration, said Karlstead. It's not every day that a grad student is elevated to the ranks of we scooters.
I'm a scooter now, Grant realized.
They all nodded, laughing. Ukara actually thumped him on the back.
Well, what kind of a celebration, Gunn?
Asked O'Hara.
We could go to the staff lounge, I suppose, Muzarawa suggested, and drink fruit juice while Wo records every word we say, Karlstad sneered.
The lounge is dull, Ukara agreed.
And bugged, added O'Hara.
Gesturing to the remains of their dinners, littered across the round table, Karlstad replied,
Well, back in my quarters, I've got something a little more celebratory than this glorified pond scum.
Soy meat isn't pond scum, Hideshi said, feigning indignation. It's a staple for half the world's population.
He's talking about the algal salad, Ukara said, almost growling, and I agree with him.
Come on, said Karlstad, getting up from the table. You're all invited to Grant's coming out party.
Coming out?
Out of slavery, Karlstad said. Out of the bondage of lab assistantship, and into the indentured servitude of scooterdom, O'Hara finished for him.
As they went down the hall, Grant asked, Where did that term scooter come from?
It means scientists, Ukara answered. It's a derogatory term invented by the administrators.
You mean the bean counters, Hideshi said.
But why scooters, Grant persisted.
How'd that word get chosen to mean scientist?
Well, it's likely a corruption of the word scholar, I should think, said O'Hara,
which was in and of itself a derogatory term created by the bean counters, Karlstad added.
The only time they ever showed any creativity whatsoever, Ukara said, her tone bitter with contempt.
Maybe it's a corruption of the word scoter, Hideshi suggested.
Karlstad asked, Scoter? Isn't that some kind of duck?
That's right. An appropriate name for a scientist, don't you think?
Queer ducks, that's what we are for certain, O'Hara agreed.
Quack, quack, Ukara added, a rare burst of humor for her.
Now you mean quark, quark, said Karlstad.
Only if you're a physicist, O'Hara said, and a theoretical physicist at that.
Karlstad's quarters were almost identical to Grant's, as far as their dimensions and layouts were concerned. But Karlstad had decorated his room with long hydroponic trays of plants, and as soon as they entered the room, the wall screens lit up with views of beautiful earth forests and meadows. Soft music began to play, too. Grant could not recognize it, but it sounded symphonic, melodious, relaxing.
Welcome to my humble abode, Karlstad said grandly as they entered and looked around.
Most of the floor was covered with a colorful carpet.
Where did he get that? Grant wondered.
You said something about celebratory ingestance, Ukara asked.
Indeed I did, Karlstad replied, heading for the closet.
Grant felt a pang of worry.
He must have alcoholic spirits, he thought.
Then realizing that Karlstad was a biophysicist and his room thick with green plants, Grant wondered, is he growing something illegal in here? Stimulants? Narcotics? Instead, Karlstad pulled several plump cushions from the closet and tossed them onto the floor. As the others settled themselves on the cushions, Karlstad led Grant to the one upholstered chair in the room.
You get the seat of honor tonight, he said grandly.
Grant saw that Muzarawa had hunkered down next to him, leaning his back against the wall. Karlstad went to the small refrigerator in his kitchenette area.
Wine, he announced, pulling out a dark-colored flask and holding it over his head. The finest rocket juice, fresh from the rock rats in the belt, guaranteed never to have seen an earthly grape.
100% totally artificial, is that it? Huffed Ukara.
The finest product of the prospectors out among the asteroids, Karlstad said.
Grant took in a breath. He had drunk wine before. It was all right. But Muzarawa bent close to him and said in a near whisper, If you're not accustomed to alcoholic drinks, be careful of that stuff. It's quite potent.
I don't have enough glasses, Karlstad told him. You'll just have to pass the flask around.
How unsanitary, Hideshi said, grinning. She grabbed the flask out of Karlstad's hand and took a swallow. She gagged, coughed, then croaked out, Smooth, and handed the flask to Ukara.
Hey, wait, Karlstad snapped. The guest of honor should go first.
He recaptured the flask and handed it to Grant. Cautiously,
Grant barely let the liquor touch his lips. It burned the tip of his